Okay, today, Ben Shem, we're continuing in the 12th parak of Masechet Yevamos, and today we are learning parak Beis, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So again, we're talking about the halachas of chalitza. Chalitza b'sandal sheinu shelo. If the Yevama did chalitza with a shoe that didn't belong to the Yevam, or b'sandal shel eitz, or a sandal made out of wood that's just covered with leather, or b'shel smol b'yamin, or it was a left shoe but it was worn on the right foot, chalitza sukshe, the chalitza would still be kasher, because the Torah doesn't require that the chalitza shoe belong to the Yavam, because any leather-covered shoe is considered a leather shoe, even though the inside is wood, that's also okay, and because a shoe, left shoe that's worn on the right foot, fits well enough, it doesn't have to fit perfectly, it fits well enough for it to be kosher for chalitza. So none of those three things are a problem. If she did chalitza with a big shoe that was bigger than his foot, but he's still able to walk with it, because it wasn't so big that it was going to fall off, or it's a small shoe that covers most of his foot, so he's able to walk in it, chalitza sukshera. That's also okay, even though it doesn't fit perfectly, fits well enough. Chalitza b'layla, if you did chalitza at night, chalitza sukshera, that's also okay, according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Eliezer posel, Rabbi Eliezer says you're not allowed to do chalitza at night, because it's like a tchilas din, and you're not allowed to do it at night. But small, if she did chalitza with the shoe that's on the Yavam's left foot, chalitza subsula, Rabbi Eliezer machshir. So that's also machlokas. Tanakama says that the chalitza is going to be possible, but Rabbi Eliezer says such a chalitza is going to be kosher. So now we go through the chalitza ceremony. Chalitza urakaka, if the Yavama removed the shoe and spat in front of the Yavam, avalokara, but she didn't say the psukim, so she didn't do the third part of the process, right? There's three parts. You have to take off the shoe, you have to spit, and you have to say the psukim. So chalitza sukshere, the chalitza is still going to be kosher. Karav rakav, she said the psukim and she spat, but she didn't actually remove the shoe, chalitza sapsula. Now that's going to be ma'akev, the chalitza is going to be pasul. Chalitza v'karav, she removed the shoe and said the psukim avlo raka, but she didn't do the spitting, so Rabbi Eliezer omer chalitza sapsula, Rabbi Eliezer says the chalitza is pasul, Rabbi Kiva omer chalitza sakshera, Rabbi Kiva says the chalitza is kosher. What's the basis of each one's opinion? Omer Rabbi Eliezer, kocho ye'oseh, the pasuk says this is how it should be done. Kol davar shu maisa ma'akev, so anything that's a maisa is ma'akev, so removing the shoe and the spitting are both a maisa, so they're ma'akev, but the psukim are not a maisa and therefore they're not ma'akev. Amlu Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said misham raya, that's where you bring the raya from, kocho ye'oseh le'ish kol davar shu maisa be'ish, it says kocho ye'oseh le'ish, which tells me that the only things ma'akev are maisim that are done on the man to the Yavam's body. That's necessary for the chalitza. So removing the shoe from the Yavam's foot is necessary for the chalitza. But spitting, which is done in front of the Yavam, it's not done on his body, is not going to be ma'akev, the chalitza. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that if you do chalitza with a shoe that doesn't belong to the Yavam, or a wooden shoe that's covered with leather, or a left shoe that he's wearing on the right foot, that's perfectly fine. If you do a chalitza with a shoe that's too big or too small, but at least he's able to walk in it, that's also perfectly fine. And then we had two machlokas. One, if you did chalitza at nighttime, so the Tanakhama says good, Rabbi Eliezer says bad. And if you do chalitza on the left shoe, Tanakhama says bad, Rabbi Eliezer says good. Then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that since there are three parts of the chalitza, there's the removing of the shoe, the spitting, and the reading of the psukim. So if she just didn't read the psukim but she did the other two parts, that's fine, it's not ma'akev. If she didn't do the removal of the shoe, that's absolutely ma'akev. If she didn't do the spitting, so then it's a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer says that that's ma'akev and it's pasul. Rabbi Akiva says it's going to be kasher. Rabbi Eliezer says, how do I know it's pasul? Because it says kocha ye'aseh, that anything that's a maisa is ma'akev. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's from that very pasuk that I know that it's not ma'akev, because it says kocha ye'aseh la'ish, that only a maisa done on the man is ma'akev, and the spitting is not done on the man, and therefore it's not ma'akev. But from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Yud Beis, Mishnayos, Dalet, and Hey.